This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Positive tests for E. coli shut down multiple swimming areas near Denver this week. The beach at Chatfield State Park closed Tuesday after park officials found abnormally high levels of the bacteria. The beach reopened yesterday, but then this morning, Cherry Creek State Park also found high E. coli levels in its swimming area and closed. E. coli contaminates waterways through fecal waste and runoff from rain. Symptoms of an infection include severe nausea and stomach cramping. Weld County officials say they've found traces of the West Nile virus in mosquitoes for the first time this season. Eric Ocko with the county's health department says the amount of mosquitoes that can carry West Nile is reaching alarming heights this year.
We've been seeing on a five-year average that there are about three times as many Culex mosquitoes this year than in the previous past 5 years.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that last year there were 35 cases of the West Nile virus detected in Colorado, with one death. Steamboat Springs has closed a stretch of the Yampa River that runs through the city to commercial use. The steamboat pilot reports the closure will suspend things like renting tubes and guided fishing. The city has also asked river users, including tubers, paddleboarders, anglers, and swimmers, to voluntarily stay out of the river. It closed because the water temperature is too high and flows are dropping with ongoing extreme drought conditions. Steamboat is at 90 degrees today. The mountains nearby are in the 80s. It's very warm out there today. You're listening to CPR News.